You're listening to Arise All Is Well, the official podcast of Arise Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, with Pastor Keith Taylor II. Each week, we bring you a powerful message of truth, hope, and faith, recorded live from our Sunday service. New episodes drop every Tuesday. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get into today's word.
The title of today's sermon is When God Doesn't Answer. Amen. When God doesn't answer. I don't know about y'all, but I've had times in my life where I really needed God to give me an answer, and He was silent.
Absolutely.
I've had times in my life where I was praying, I was in my word, I was reading, I was fasting, I was going to church, I was worshiping, and I couldn't hear God to save my life. Anyway, that's what today's message is called, When God Doesn't Answer. So we're going to come from 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse number 3. You know how I do. When you got it, I want you to say, I got it, man. Okay, let's start getting it fast today. 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse number 6. I'm going to have our new custom is we're going to stand at the reading of the word, and we're going to sit down, all right? So 1 Samuel chapter 28, I'm going to have everybody stand up. You got it? We're going to go to verse number 6. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse number 6. And when Saul inquired of the Lord did not answer him, either by dreams or by Urim or by the prophets. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Y'all like, okay, we're doing this. What we doing? Because you didn't give us a lot to work with. Let's give you some history and some context. So we talked about Saul before last Sunday. Who remember that? Shout out and let me know. Y'all remember? Okay, remember, y'all got to talk to me, all right? I need some amens, I need some hallelujahs, I need some hand clapping, so you know, let me know you're in the house tonight. All right. So last Sunday, we spoke about Saul, and Saul was supposed to kill Elimelech. Y'all remember that?
Yes.
And he didn't kill him, and he disobeyed God, and God said, rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. Right? And then he ended up losing his kingdom to who? Y'all remember? David. David became the next king. All right. So we're going to go back a little bit in Saul's story, and then we'll find our way in the verse for today. So, I want you to turn with me. You know I like to thumb through the scriptures. We're going to go to 1 Samuel chapter 10. 1 Samuel chapter 10. And when you have it, say, I got it, man. 1 Samuel, that's Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 9. When he turned his back to leave Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all these signs came to pass that day. This is when Saul was being anointed as the first king of Israel. And all these signs came to pass that day. When they came to Gibeah, behold, a group of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God rushed upon him, and he prophesied among them. And when all who knew him previously saw how he prophesied with the prophets, the people said to one another, what has come over the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets? And a man of the place answered, and who is their father? Therefore it became a proverb. Is Saul also among the prophets? When he had finished prophesying, he came to the high place. So let's take a step back. Saul is in the process of becoming the next king. Okay, so he meets Samuel. After this meeting with Samuel, who was the high priest at the time, Samuel secretly tells him, you know, in my language, look, bro, you about to be the next king of Israel. You about to be the first king of Israel. Saul's like, oh, for real? Like a lot of us, he was scared. But immediately, once he leaves Samuel's presence, and Samuel's like, don't tell nobody. Now, we know if this was us, we'd have been telling everybody, do you know I'm about to be your next king? How dare you talk to me that way, right? So, he tells him, don't tell anybody, go back home, you know, we're going to anoint you later, we're going to have a whole service, all the nations is coming out. All right, so Saul's on his way back home, but as he's on his way, he starts prophesying. He starts speaking what thus saith the Lord. And he's like, the thing is, he's never prophesied in his life. So it was just a really interesting occurrence. And so it also says in this verse, God gave him a new heart. And in verse 6 it says, the Spirit of the Lord will rush upon you, and I will prophesy them and be turned into another man. So God will sometimes cause you to do things you didn't used to do. Can anybody agree with that? Especially when his Spirit rushes upon you. Some of us, we used to have dreams and we didn't know the meaning. We used to hear a word from God and we'd be like, who is that talking? And so Saul begins to prophesy, and all the people are like, well, is he one of the prophets? What's going on? We ain't never known Saul to prophesy like this. And so that's where we find ourselves in that verse. Now, let's keep moving. So let's go down to verse 17 through 27. So now we're going to get to the time where Samuel's calling all the people together. And he said to the people of Israel, thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I brought you up out of Egypt, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and all those kingdoms, but today you've rejected me. He's talking to the people of Israel. You rejected me as God, who saved you from all your calamities and all your distresses, and you set a king. You wanted us to set a king over you. Now, therefore, present yourself before the Lord and your tribes by the thousands. So Samuel brings out all the tribes, all right? And the tribe of Benjamin was taken by lot, and it was by its nearby clans. And the clan of the Matrites was taken by lot. And then Saul, the son of Kish, was taken by lot, which just means he was chosen. But after they called his name, they was like, Saul, where you at, bro? He was hiding in the luggage. Yeah, I'm telling you, the Bible would be crazy. It's crazier than soap opera. I was reading this last night, like, he was hiding in some luggage. Now, I need y'all to picture this. There's tens of thousands of people, and they all gathered around waiting on the king. I'm talking about, imagine every state we have, if we all came together in one place, at one time, in Washington, D.C., and we're about to find out who the next king going to be, and he hiding in the bag of luggage. Right? So Samuel was like, hey, anybody seen Saul? Where is Saul at? Anybody seen Saul? Saul like, let somebody else do it. I don't even have to do it, bro. I'm out. I ain't trying to do all this. So, look at verse 22. So they inquired again. So now they ask their God, because we can't find him. Is there a man still to come? You told us we was going to have a king that looks like us. Like, where is our king? Behold, he has hidden himself among the baggage. And the Lord said, behold, he has hidden himself among the baggage. So then they ran and took him from there. And when he stood among the people, he was taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward. He had a long neck. He was taller than any of the people, but it says from his shoulders upward. That tells me, all right? That was a tall brother. My goodness. Anybody who was taller than any of the people, that means nobody was shorter than him, was taller than him. That's a tall brother. Anyway, it says, and Samuel said to all the people, do you see him who the Lord has chosen? There's none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted, long live the king. All right? So this is Saul. Everybody have a clear kind of understanding of how Saul became king, right? It was because of how he looked. It also said a few verses earlier, he was really handsome. Like, very handsome. Right? Whoever just came to your mind, that's who he was. Okay? All right, whoever y'all was just thinking about when I said that, that's who Saul was. All right, so now, have you guys ever heard of a medium?
Yeah.
A necromancer. Y'all ever heard those terms? A medium, a necromancer. A medium is a person who claims to be able to communicate with spirits or the dead and convey messages to the living. Y'all seen that in TV shows? Y'all seen that in some anime, right? They talk about necromancers or mediums. We see Cleopatra or Miss Cleo, right? We got the psychic hotline. They be talking to your ancestors. Okay, this is gonna be important later. So I want to make sure we all on the same page. All right, now I want everybody to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse number 3. When you have it, say, I got it, man. 1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse number 3. I got it. Okay. Thank you for the four of you who got it.
What was the verse?
1 Samuel chapter 28 and verse number 3. All right. Now we're about to switch gears. Y'all ready? Now Samuel had died, and all Israel had mourned for him and buried him in Ramah, his own city. And Saul had put the mediums and the necromancers out of the land. The Philistines assembled and came and encamped at Shunem. And Saul gathered all Israel, and they encamped at Gilboa. When Saul saw the army of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart trembled greatly. When Saul witnessed his enemy, he was afraid. Now, what's interesting to me about this is God gave him a new heart in chapter 10. He was prophesying on behalf of God. But when he saw his enemy, when he saw how life was smacking him in the face, I'm in some of y'all house. When he saw how that relationship didn't turn out the way you thought it was going to go, when he saw the kids talking back to him and being bad in school, when he saw your baby daddy not doing what he's supposed to do, and you got to do everything on your own, when he saw yourself in prison and it didn't look like what you thought your life was supposed to be, when he saw that new job opportunity crumble before your face, when he saw life being life, he was afraid. Anybody relate to that? When he saw the enemy, he was afraid. When life becomes overwhelming, we tend to forget how good God has been. We tend to forget how he's been, how many things he's brought us from.
That was today's message on Arise, All Is Well. We pray it stirred your faith and reminded you that no matter what you're facing, all is well. If this podcast blessed you, share it with someone you love, and be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Amazon Music so you never miss a word. Want to support Arise Church? You can give by searching Arise Church on the Givelify app or text us at 833-702-5876 to learn more about ways to give and get connected. For prayer, events, or to join us in person, visit arisechurch.org or follow us on social media at Arise Church. Until next time, keep the faith, stay in the Word, and remember, all is well.